Welcome back to the 5 minutes courage of faith and challenge you to think. And today's topic is on the perfect life of Jesus. Now, when it comes to the perfect life of Jesus, many people usually focus on his death, which is a good thing, but not the best thing. Because remember, it's not just his death that saves us, it's also his life and his victorious resurrection that saves us. And maybe no thinker in Christianity has done more for this topic than a guy named Irenaeus of Lyon. He was a 2nd century theologian, and he had this phrase he would use. It's the phrase, or rather the word, recapitulation. Now what that word means is this: Jesus is undoing and redoing what Adam did. Think with me about the garden. Adam eats the fruit that he shouldn't be eating. Well, and fast forward to Matthew 4, well, the serpent says to Jesus, hey, turn these rocks into loaves of bread. And Jesus refused to do that. And so you see that Jesus is avoiding the temptation that Adam didn't. Think about the first Adam. He was trying to become like God. Well, the second Adam doesn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped. And so you see what Jesus is doing is he is redoing and he's undoing what Adam did. But not just Adam. It's really all humanity. That Jesus is assuming fallen humanity and is going to live a perfect life to give that life to us. And so think of it this way. Pilgrims call it our union with Christ. We are united to Jesus by faith. And this is a big theme in the Bible, particularly in Romans 6, where Paul asks that question, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, if you've been saved, you've been forgiven, why not keep on sinning? And Paul's answer might surprise you. He could have said many different things. He could have said, well, you shouldn't continue in sin because, you know, if you keep on sinning and you don't care about it, you're probably not a Christian. Well, that's actually what 1 John says. That is true. But he also didn't say that. But he also doesn't say this. He doesn't say, well, God has given you the Holy Spirit, so you should, you know, fight yourself with the Holy Spirit. That's kind of a Romans 8, Galatians 5. That's also true. That's not what he says. It's this, in verse 3. Don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. In other words, you can't continue in sin because the grace may abound because you've been united to the death of Jesus. And you've been united to his life as well. So the old self is gone. The old self trying to find shortcuts to sin is really dead and gone. And this new self is raised to walk in newness of life. He's given you a new life to live. And think about the perfect life of Jesus, it has so many applications. You see it all over the Bible. Think about his baptism, right? Remember this, John is baptizing Jesus, and Jesus says to him, we must do this to fulfill all righteousness. And his point is this, that even our repentance, remember it's baptism of repentance, even our repentance requires the mediation of Jesus to be acceptable. That he's going to live a perfect life for us to give to us. But also the rest of his life shows us too. Think about it. He was tempted to sin. He didn't actually sin. Think about even as a child, he honored his father and his mother. Luke chapter 2, when they're at the temple, and the very end it says, look, and he was submissive to his parents. And on we can go. Remember, he would often go to places to pray when we don't pray. He would stay awake when disciples were sleeping, right? He's living a perfect life to give that perfect life to us by faith. So we can say this, it's not just the death of Christ that saves us, but it's also his perfect life and his victorious resurrection. That's my time. I'll do better next week, and I'll see you then.